You Forever by Tuesday Love Sang Rampa, read to you by Blue Friend, September 2016. Lesson 28. In the last lesson, and indeed throughout this course, we have seen how we are really two people in one, one being the subconscious and the other being the conscious. It is possible to make one work for the other instead of being as two separate entities, almost entirely self-contained and separate. The subconscious entity is the storer of all knowledge, one might say the custodian of the records, or the head librarian. The subconscious entity can be likened to a person who never goes out, never does anything except store knowledge and operate things through giving orders to others. The conscious mind, on the other hand, can be likened to a person of no memory or of very little memory and of very little training. The person is active, jumpy, hopping from one thing to another, and only using the subconscious as a means of gaining information. Unfortunately or otherwise, the subconscious normally is not so accessible for all types of knowledge. Most people, for example, cannot remember the time they were born, yet all that is stored in the subconscious. It is even possible, by suitable means, to take a hypnotized person back to the time before they were born. And although it is a most interesting experience, it is not one that we intend to deal with at length here. We will tell you, as a matter of interest, that it is possible to hypnotize a person over a series of interviews and to take that person back through successive years of life so that we can go to the time of birth and to the time beyond birth. We can even take a person to the time when they were planning to come down to the earth again. But our purpose in this lesson is to see how we may hypnotize ourselves. It is common knowledge that anyone knows that one person can be hypnotized by another, but in this case, we want to hypnotize ourselves. For many people have a distinct aversion to placing oneself at what is quite literally the mercy of another person, because, although in theory, a pure, high-minded person cannot harm the one who is being hypnotized, we can claim that, except in exceptional circumstances, certain transference takes place. A person who has been hypnotized by another person is always more susceptible to the hypnotic commands of that person. For that reason, we personally do not recommend hypnosis. We feel that before it can be perfected for medical use, there should be additional safeguards. For example, no one medical practitioner should be able to hypnotize a person. There should always be two medical practitioners present. We would also like to see a law whereby a person who hypnotizes another has himself to be hypnotized and compulsion implanted within him so that he cannot do anything which would harm the person he's going to hypnotize. And we would like the practitioner to undergo hypnosis himself about every 3 years in order to have that safeguard to the patient renewed Otherwise, the patient is truly at the mercy of the practitioner. Although we would agree that the great, great majority of practitioners are entirely honorable and entirely ethical, yet one does come across the occasional black sheep who, in this work, is very, very black indeed. Now let us go on with this business of hypnotizing oneself. If you study this lesson properly, you will indeed have a key which will enable you to unlock unsuspected powers and abilities within you. If you do not study this properly, then it will just be meaningless babble of words and you'll have wasted your time. We suggest that you go to your bedroom and pull the curtains to exclude the light, but above your eyes, fix a very small light, the nightlight type. Extinguish all lights except that one. That light must be so arranged so that your eyes look slightly upwards, higher than a straight look ahead. Turn out all the lights except that little neon light, and then stretch out as comfortably as possible upon your bed. For a few moments, do nothing except breathe as evenly as you can and just let your thoughts wander. Then, after a minute or two of idle thought wandering, pull yourself together and decide quite firmly that you're going to relax. Tell yourself that you're going to relax every muscle in your body. Think of your toes. Dwell upon your toes. It is more convenient to dwell upon the right toe first. Imagine that the whole of your body is a great city. Imagine that you have little people occupying every cell of your body. It is these little people who work your muscles and your tendons, and who attend to the needs of the cells that make you tingle with life. But now, you want to relax. You do not want all these little people bumbling about, distracting you with a twitch here or a twitch there. Concentrate first on your right toes. Tell the little people in the right toes to start marching. Let them march out of your toes into your foot, then up to your instep, along to your ankle. Let them move up to the calf of your leg, along to the knee. Behind them, the toes of your right foot will be limp, lifeless, completely relaxed, because there is no one and nothing there to cause feeling. All these little people are marching away, marching up your leg. Your right calf is now quite relaxed. There is no feeling in it. Your right leg, in fact, is quite heavy, lifeless, numb, without feeling, and so quite relaxed. March the little people all the way up to your right eye and make sure that the policemen on duty there put barriers across the road so that none may slip back. Your right leg, then, from toes to thigh, is completely, utterly relaxed. Wait a moment, make sure that that is so. Then move to the left leg. Imagine, if you like, that a factory whistle has blown, and all the little people are hurrying away from work, leaving their machines and going home to their leisure. Imagine that they've had a good cooked supper ready. Hurry them away from the toes of your left leg. Hurry them along, up the instep, up the ankle, along the calf, into the knee. Behind them, the left toes and foot and lower leg will be completely relaxed, completely heavy, as if not belonging to you anymore. Get those people moving. Get them up beyond your knee. Get them up to the thigh. Now, as before, in the case of the right leg, in the left leg, make your imaginary policeman put up barriers so that no one may slip back. Is your left leg completely relaxed? Make sure. If it is not completely relaxed, order those little people out of the way again, so you are left with the two legs as an empty factory with everyone gone home, with not even maintenance men left there to cause disturbance or noise. Your legs are relaxed. Now do the same with your right hand and arm, and then your left hand and arm. Send all the workers away. Send them off. Get them moving. Like a flock of sheep gets moving in a hurry when a really good sheep dog gets after them. Your purpose is to drive these little people away from your fingers, away from the palm of your hand, from your wrist, up your forearm, past the elbow, get them moving, clear them out. You want to relax, because if you can relax and remain free from all distractions, remain free from all internal buzzes and ticks and clicks, you can unlock your subconscious, and then you can be the possessor of powers and knowledge not normally given to man. You have to play your part. You have to get those little people out of your limbs, get them moving, get them away from your body, and relax. Having gotten your arms and legs completely, utterly relaxed and left like an empty housing estate when everyone has gone off to the local test match, do the same with your body. Your hips, your back, your stomach and chest, everything. These little people, they're a nuisance to you now. Granted, they're necessary to keep life within you, but on this occasion, you want them to take a holiday away from you. So move them off. March them up along the silver cord. Get them away from your body. Get yourself free from their irritating influence. Then you will be completely and utterly relaxed. And you will know greater ease within you than you ever thought possible. With all the little people crowded onto your silver cord and with your body empty, drained of little people, make sure that you have guardians at the end of the silver cord so that none of these little people may slip back and cause a disturbance. Take a deep breath. Make sure it's a slow, deep, satisfying breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then release it slowly, taking a few more seconds. There should be no strain in this. It should be easy. It should be comfortable and natural. Do it again. Take a deep breath, a deep, slow, satisfying breath. Hold it for a few seconds and you'll hear your heart going bump, bump, bump inside your ears. Then release it. Release your breath slowly, slowly, slowly. Tell yourself that your body is completely relaxed, that you feel pleasantly limp and at ease. Tell yourself that every muscle within you is becoming relaxed. Your neck muscles are slack. There's no tension within you. There is only ease, comfort, and relaxation within you. Your head is becoming heavy. The muscles in your face trouble you no longer. There is no tension. You are relaxed and comfortable. idly contemplate your toes, your knees, your hips. Tell yourself how pleasant it is to feel so relaxed, to feel that there is no tension, to feel that there's nothing pulling or twitching within you. Go higher. Feel that there is no tension within your body anywhere. No tension within your arms, within your chest, nor within your head. You are calmly resting, fully at ease, and every part, every muscle, every nerve, every tissue within your body is completely and utterly relaxed. You must be sure that you are completely and utterly relaxed before doing anything further in the matter of self-hypnosis, because it is only the first or second time which will cause you any shadow of trouble. After you have done it once or twice, it will appear to be so natural, so easy, that you will wonder why you've never done this before. Take particular care this first or second time. Go slowly at it. There is no need to rush. You have lived all your life so far without it, so for a few more hours it will not matter. Take it easy. Do not strain. Do not try too hard. For if you try too hard, you will make it easy for doubts and hesitations and muscular fatigue to set in. If you find that any particular part of your body is not relaxed, then devote special attention to it. Imagine that you have some particular conscientious workers in that part of the body, and they want to finish some specific job on hand before leaving at the end of the day. Well, send them off. No job is so important as this upon which you are now engaged. It is essential that you relax for the good of yourself and for the good of your workers. Now, if you are quite sure that you are relaxed in all parts of your body, raise your eyes so that you can see that little neon night light flickering away somewhere just above your head. Raise your eyes so that there is a slight strain on the eyes and on the eyelids as you gaze at the light. Now, keep looking at that night light. It's a nice, pleasant little glow. It should make you feel drowsy. Tell yourself that you want to get your eyelids to close when you have counted 10. So count. 1, 2, 3. My eyes are becoming tired. 4. Yes, I am becoming drowsy. 5. I can hardly keep my eyes open. And so on until you get to 9. 9. My eyes are closing tightly. 10. My eyes will stay open no longer. They are shut. The point of this is that you want to set up a definite, conditioned reflex so that in future auto-hypnotic sessions you will have no difficulty at all. You will not have to waste time with all this relaxing. All you'll have to do is count, and then you will go off to sleep into the hypnotic state, and that's the aim for which you now must seek to attain. Now, certain people may have a few doubts, and their eyes will not close the first time at the count of 10. There's no need to worry about this, because if your eyes will not close willingly, then close them deliberately, as though you were in fact in the hypnotic state. If you do this deliberately, you'll be laying a foundation for that conditioned reflex, and that is a thing which is quite essential. Again, you want to say something like this. The actual words don't matter. This is just to give you some idea which you can make your own formula with. When I have counted up to 10, my eyelids will become very, very heavy, and my eyes will become tired. I will have to close my eyes, and nothing will keep them open after I have reached that count of 10. The moment I do let my eyes close, I shall fall into a state of complete hypnosis. I shall be fully conscious, and I will hear and know everything that happens, and I will be able to order my subconscious mind as I want to. Then, you count as we told you before. 1, 2, my eyelids are becoming very heavy. My eyes are becoming tired. 3, I have difficulty in keeping my eyes open. Up to 9, I cannot keep my eyes open. And 10, my eyes are closed and I am in a self-hypnotic state. We feel that we should end this lesson here because it is such an ample time in which to practice. If we gave more in this lesson, you might be inclined to read too much at one time and to take in too little at one time. So, will you study this again and again? We assure you repeatedly that if you will study, if you will assimilate this and practice this, you will have truly wonderful results. End of lesson 28.